This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Radio South Tyneside, your caring community radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
At the beginning of our Gospel reading from John 12, 1-8 today, we find another miracle has just taken place. Jesus has brought a man called Lazarus, brother of Martha and Mary, back to life from death. His corpse had been in the tomb for 4 days, and now Mary, in deep gratitude, anoints Jesus with expensive perfume. Here's that reading. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honour. Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, as keeper of the money bag he used to help himself to what was put into it. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. You see, the raising of Lazarus demonstrated Jesus' deep love for this family, and now he is about to be shown great love in return. Let's listen to Anne Walsh singing, "Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus."
Oh, what deep, deep love of Jesus, last unmeasured, boundless free, rolling as a mighty ocean.
Oh,
beautiful words there penned by Samuel Trevor Francis in 1875. The way in which Mary in particular displays her devotion to Jesus here demonstrates what a massive impact this miracle has had upon the lives of her family and how real this miracle was to them. Many others saw it happen too. Scripture tells us how these witnesses ran to spread the news about what had happened. No wonder such crowds came out to meet Jesus, waving palms and shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David," when later he rode into the city. Many were won over to Jesus the day that Lazarus was raised from the dead. Critics will always offer their alternative theories on what happened that day, but there's no denying the impact of this particular miracle. The sisters had been given back not only their brother, but the fact that he lived once more meant that their own future survival had been assured, as he was their provider and their protector. Here's Goldfish with "My Jesus, I Love Thee."
My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin
Jesus had visited this home before. He was a friend of the family. Martha would show her love and support in practical ways by preparing meals and serving at table. Many people do find action a much easier way of showing their affection. But Mary, on the other hand, would sit at Jesus' feet when he visited and simply listen to him. And Jesus had commended her for this. Isn't there a saying that love's first duty is to listen? But on this occasion, following the raising of her brother from the dead, Mary approached Jesus and broke open a flask containing a pint of very costly perfume made of pure nard, and she poured this, her most prized possession, out over Jesus' feet. Why did she do this, you might ask? I've thought about this and I've come up with five possible answers. You might think of others. First of all, in the Song of Songs, one of the most beautiful books in the Bible, we find these words: "While the king was at table, my nard spread its fragrance." This passage describes the passionate gift of a bride for her beloved, and this is exactly what Mary did for Jesus, to show her love and her devotion. And were these words prophetic? Secondly, perhaps Mary was even worshipping Jesus, tenderly wiping his feet with her hair. The Greek word for worship, proskuneo, means to step forward and kiss the hand or to revere someone of much higher rank. Thirdly, was she anointing him in much the way as prophets and priests anointed kings in ancient times, acknowledging Jesus as the true and long-awaited king? Fourthly, was Mary, without realizing it, guided by the Spirit of God, to anoint Jesus' body as one might anoint a corpse for burial? It's worth noting that within the week Jesus would die on the cross. And last of all, had Jesus already shared his fate with her in their conversations together? Was this Mary's reluctant acceptance of what he had shared and her sad farewell to him? Let's listen to Andrea Bocelli and Sarah Brightman singing "Time to Say Goodbye."
Sono solo, sogno l'orizzonte e manca la parola. Sì, lo so che non c'è luce in uno stanzo quando manca il sole. Se non ci sei tu con me su le finestre, mostra il tutto il mio cuore che hai acceso, chiudi dentro me la luce che hai incontrato per strada. Time to say goodbye.
Sogno all'orizzonte manca le parole, e io sì lo so che sei con me, con me. Tu mia luna, tu sei qui con me. Mio sole, tu sei qui con me, con me, con me, con me. Time to vivrò con te, partirò.
How about us spending a few moments thanking God today for those like Mary who've had a great impact on our lives, those whose love and care and faith has inspired us, whose words of wisdom have guided us, and whose love has encouraged us and made us feel secure or affirmed. I've been so fortunate in life to have had a lot of support from family and friends, particularly my husband Bob. But I remember a friend once saying to me when I faced a tough task, "Don't doubt yourself, Sheila, you can do this." And it meant so much to me at the time that she believed in me. What Mary did has been remembered throughout the centuries, as Jesus said it would be remembered. It was a beautiful act of simple devotion and obedience. On the other hand, there's Judas, who observes all that is going on, and he objects. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? This next song reminds us of the part he plays in our Bible reading today. It's a Sidney Carter song, which is "Said Judas to Mary," and it's sung here by Neil Moylan.
Said Judas to Mary, "Now what will you do with your ointment so rich and so rare? I'll pour it all over the feet of the Lord, and I'll wipe it away with my hair," she said. "I'll wipe it away with my hair. I'll wipe it away with my hair. Oh Mary, oh Mary, oh think of the poor. This ointment, it could have been sold. And think of the blankets, and think of the bread you could buy with the silver and gold," he said. "You could buy with the silver and gold. You could buy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I'll think of the poor. Tomorrow," she said, "not today. For dearer than all of the poor in this world is my love, who is going away," she said. "My love, who is going away. My love, who is going away." Said Jesus to Mary, "Your love is so deep. Today you may do as you I leave with you still," he said. "My body I leave with you still. My body I leave with you still. The poor of this world are my body," he said. "To the end of you'll find you have given to me," he said. "You'll find you have given to me. You'll find you have given to me. My body will hang on the cross.
of this world. Tomorrow, he said, and today. And Martha and Mary will find me again and wash all my sorrows away. All my sorrows away,
and wash all my sorrows away.
Judas may well have found the way in which Mary acted embarrassing, even scandalous. He may have thought that if the opposition were informed about such an act of homage, it would add fuel to the fire, who knows? After all, these were dangerous times and Jesus' life was under threat. Whatever his reason, here he criticises Mary for the extravagance and the waste, expressing that the poor could have benefited from the sale of such a gift. But John writes here of his own opinion of Judas. He doubts his motives and claims that Judas was a thief, simply out for his own gain. To place such wealth into the common purse meant he could simply help himself to it. What would be a parallel today, I wonder? I've heard people say how wasteful copious amounts of flowers are left in place to honour a dead hero or heroine. I've even been shocked myself at seeing incredible treasures on display in church display cabinets when we visited Rome. But let's not forget that such expensive gifts may well have been given at great cost in honour and devotion and love. We, like Judas, can become critical and judgmental ourselves, can't we? When this happens, we may need to take a step back and examine our motives for speaking as we do. Even try to understand the situation or the person more and pray for wisdom. So do we build others up like Mary? Or do we always seek to bring others down anywhere, anytime with our words and our strong opinions? As we end our programme today, let's come back to Mary's offering and the love she bore Jesus. Let's examine our own hearts and ask what we are willing to offer to such a great Saviour, so wonderful a King. And how can we express our love in a practical way? Jesus once said, "When you do this to the least of my little ones, you do it to me." Jesus invites us to pour ourselves out like perfume to those in need, to recognise him in each face we see and meet with him there. That's all we have time for. This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick saying goodbye until next Sunday at 8 o'clock. Andrew?
Bye everyone.
Here's a song to finish with, written by Dolly Parton, and she asks us a relevant question. Would you know him? Bye for now.
Would you know him if you saw him? He might come to you in rags. He might be a hungry beggar begging for a piece of bread. He might be a stranger, but an angel in disguise. Oh, would you know him if you saw him? And would you pass him by? God is all around us. He's never a few kind words. He might be a barefoot newsboy or a little hungry bird. He might be a little orphan. He might be a crippled man. Oh, would you know him if you saw him? Would you offer him your hand? God.